Previously on Do or Dice.
So everyone, we're going to do something we never really do, ever. We're going to have a little bit of a montage of what happens over Ordok's 3 days.
So my goal for these couple days coming up, because we're going in the sewer right after, right? So I'm going to spend the next 3 days training.
Ordok, as you go grab the hammer, for the first time, you don't really feel alone.
Just as of, like, you know, yesterday and kind of thinking about my past and how that got brought up and stuff I haven't thought about in a while, I'm going to kind of spend most of the morning thinking about my time in Ironclad before I got thrown in prison and kind of, you know, what happened.
What can I do for you, child?
I don't know. You tell me. You look, what's all this stuff you've got for sale? I've got some money. I'd like to spend it.
A bird cage, and the bird inside of it is dead.
I'm going to cast Zombify on it and bring it back to life.
Out in the open.
Yeah.
Of course.
The flame in your lantern and the bird. How did you get them?
Oh, I made tricks.
At this point, at the far end of Lush, this. She has to be about 6.5 feet tall. Very long ears. Has kind of a mask covering half of her face. Lean, slender, gorgeous long black dress with a slit near up to her chest. And she's going to approach your table.
This one is one of Oz. Madam is my.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
So day one was successful. Beau didn't get taken to jail. That's probably for the best. Day two. Early morning. It is the 20th. Anybody have anything? I know the Goshen is going to go to 123 Rape Street. Rape Alley. I'm sorry. Rape Alley. That's Rape a whole alley. Other.
It's completely.
It's a whole other section.
I should have called it Crime Alley. No. I just had a little Batman reference.
Should definitely stop calling it Rape Alley, though.
Probably should also stop calling it Rape Alley.
123 Jensen's hole in the ground.
Road. Boulevard. It's got to be a boulevard.
Oh, that's fancy. I like the sound of that. So, Jensen's still training. We'll come back to him. Goshen, you're going to go to Jensen's. Is there anything you're planning on doing?
I guess I'll stop by Ordok's room and let him know that I'm going.
Sounds good.
John, yesterday I forgot to ask. So the first day we were in Ironclad, when we were wandering around, there was a bell call.
Yes.
And all of the clerics of Thaum went to a gathering.
Yep.
In the days since, has that been something that I've noticed? Have I heard the bells?
Yes, that's been a relatively everywhere kind of thing. There's small little bell towers. While Thaum is not the major religion of Ironclad, not the primary state, or not state religion, but city religion, it is practically the city religion. So every district kind of has a small little bell tower, and they all sync up magically to ring at prayer times. So yeah, it's kind of just in the background going on.
Out of game real quick, that was totally something that was not happening, right, when I was a youth?
No, okay. Oh dear God, no. Okay.
So I thought.
No.
So I think now that I've had some downtime and I start to acknowledge that I keep hearing those, that's growing as a concern in the back of my mind. So, anyways. Goshen, you said you were coming by?
Knock, knock.
Yeah, come on in.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm heading over to Jensen's place to train for a while.
Okay. I... I have a question for you, if I could impose.
Sure. What do you need?
I have a growing concern about the clerics of my order.
What do you mean?
Something is different. Something is not what it used to be. Have you noticed the bells going off midday?
I'm sure I've heard those, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard them go off. I assumed it was some sort of gathering.
Yeah, seems to be a gathering for Thaum, which is, if you could keep an eye out, I would appreciate. If you happen to see a gathering while you're traveling the day, maybe just keep an ear out, see what those are like, what they're saying. I don't know that I want to get involved yet, but I'd like more information, preferably a little low-key.
Of course. I am nothing if not low-key.
That's fair.
But yes, of course. I will I'll see what I can find out on my way.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Of course. I believe Bo is down the hall if you need anything. He'll probably come up with something relatively close to what you asked for.
I'm sure he will keep me entertained.
Good day, Ordok.
Good luck with the training.
Thank you.
So Goshen is heading toward Jensen's place. Just for shits and giggles, can you just give me a perception check?
Yeah, of course. How about a natural 20 for a total of 26?
You needed that when you were having sex. Not that you can find the hole Jensen crawls in and out of every day.
Wait, the funniest part about that is it's a perception check, so it's like, what was I perceiving incorrectly? But not that one. Never mind.
You somehow, through Helen's rambling of directions, you're there. You get through the bad parts of town. If anyone comes across you, like, you kind of see people walking in pairs. People are trying to, you know, corner you in places. But once they actually see you and like, oh, that's not a cloak he's wearing. He's a fucking blue monkey. They start keeping their distance a little bit. And he's carrying is the stick billy club size or quarterstaff?
Quarterstaff size right now.
Ooh, yeah. So you managed to quickly and easily find Jensen's place.
Is there a door that I can knock on?
No.
Okay. I knock on what I assume to be the door frame.
Who's there? Swear to God, if it's you, Garrett, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. I told you already.
I poke my head in. No, not Garrett. Goshen, close. Same starting lead, I assume.
Oh. Hey, Goshen, and I'm still blindfolded.
So, what sort of training are you doing? What can I help you with?
I'm actually trying to, long story short, I found this club.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not very good at using it. Let's me see.
Kind of cock my head, which I guess you can't see. See how.
Let's me see, I don't know how to describe it. Movement? Like tremors in the earth.
Interesting. Well, sure, I would love to help you. How can I assist?
Well, I thought we could help each other.
Okay.
I'm not too good with my glove, and I've noticed that you don't really seem so comfortable with that tail.
Okay. Yes, this is probably fair.
I just wanted to know if you wanted to spar.
Absolutely. You want to wear the blindfold?
Of course.
Okay. I'll put the staff. I'll like lean it against what I assume to be a wall. Okay. Ready?
I attack him first.
So you're trying, so just so I understand, you're trying to use the glove to see where he is.
I'm like trying to fight in a low stance because I'm assuming to use the glove, I kind of have to like scrape the ground with it or whatever.
So yeah, you need some contact.
Adapt my fighting style so that I can kind of fight from like this crouched position where it's easier for me to use the glove to see with, without always like having to like bend over and slap the ground or something.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, it's just sparring practice. I'm okay. Trying to fight in this different kind of style.
Is it sort of like the blast shield and like using the force?
A little bit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, a little bit.
He's kind of like Daredevil now.
A little bit.
I prefer Toph.
Yeah, it's definitely. We were definitely thinking Toph when we were talking.
Yeah.
It does sound very tough.
So, and Goshen, are you trying to use your tail more offensively?
Yeah. So, to start until he starts, like, I'm trying to match him in a sense. Like, I'm not going completely full out at the moment because I assume he's still kind of practicing with this thing. And so I'm like starting slow and speeding up. And then since he's staying lower, it actually makes it easier for me to kind of, if he goes to swing, maybe try to grab his arm with my tail and pull him forward off balance, things like that.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you're gonna like tie a knife to your tail or something.
I thought about it, but I'll keep the pointy things out until he's more comfortable with the blindfold.
So a couple things. He's completely wrong. I'm going full out from the very start.
No, I assume that.
Like, reckless abandon to the wind. If I'm not landing a punch, oh well, I'm still swinging as hard as I can.
I assume that was the case.
But the other thing is, I haven't stopped training. I didn't go to sleep.
Oh, nice.
I didn't even take a rest, so I'm at a level of exhaustion.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm sorry. I got excited.
Which is just disadvantage on ability checks. But
yeah, nothing fun
you
yet.
You can tell that I'm dirty and I haven't been... Nice. I haven't rested in a while.
I will match his ferocity, whatever that happens to be. It's the first time I sparred with him, so I'm just kind of trying to match him.
Awesome. So we're not going to do any rolls. You guys are just going all out. You've been practicing for the past day. Once you've been able to tell apples from oranges, you've been trying to adapt your fighting style to use the glove more. And Goshen, this is really like what, your first time using your tail in combat?
Yeah, I think so.
So you both are, I'd say probably Jensen has a little bit of edge on you just from actually practicing for a full day so far. But go ahead and both of you make me a dexterity saving throw.
Ooh, I got
15.
So yeah, no, it's Jensen definitely has the upper hand for most of this training bout.
Cool.
But you're getting in there. You're swinging your hips, getting your tail in there.
Just one like tidbit. There are times in the sparring match where he's not going to hit me, but I lean into the blow and take it as hard as I can.
All right.
Just something for you to notice.
Thank you. I notice. And I ponder.
This is a bit of self-hate.
Helen, how is your day going to go?
Wake up, Pilates, avocado toast. kick the same tabaxi woman out of my room.
The same?
Yeah, I wasn't mean enough to her yesterday, so be a little bit more mean. I'm really going to lean into this whole bad Helen thing, I guess.
I'm sure we'll really struggle with that.
Yeah, so today is going to... I'm just going to go get my arrows. And that's pretty much all I have planned. I think I'm going to wait until... Because we just made a deal with Dagger for the sewers and everything. So mm-hmm. All the stuff, you know, going to talk to him and, you know, all that. I'm going to wait till after we get done with that job and then do, like, another contract with him.
Okay.
So I've just been thinking about, you know, kind of doing that and everything, but right now. I just know Bolin had made some magic treats for me. I'm gonna go collect.
So, you know, it takes you a little bit to get to Bolin's shop, and as you walk into the Arcane District, there's still an overwhelming guard number. Roll me a stealth. Thank you. Yeah, give me a stealth check. I didn't think sneak check sounded right. I'm like, what the hell's wrong?
That was a 1, but with my plus 10, it's 11.
Yeah, no, that's a 1. A little bit after.
Oh, wait. I forgot.
A little bit after getting into the Arcane District, you're starting to notice that, yeah, the guards are up and you're seeing a few on every corner. You know, some are just looking at you. You're doing the whole nodding. A few of them start following you.
It's going to dawn on me that just, like, what's it been? Like, episodes, it's been a while, but it's only been, like, a day or two.
Not even a day.
Since I blew up that guard's arm.
Yeah.
I forgot that I killed a guard just the other day. Shit. It's, like, it's morning, isn't it?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to continue with a heightened sense of awareness, but very nonchalantly just like, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to keep walking maybe a little, half a step faster.
You walk by a poster that the face looks a little familiar.
I'm not even going to stop to notice it. I'm going to be like, oh, I've seen that before. Shit. And kind of like do a, like, you know, like I stretch my arms, kind of like very casually look behind me, see how far back they are.
They're still a decent way back from you, but the group is suddenly, it seems a lot smaller.
Okay. This is troubling. I'm gonna, I think, should I just all out run? Can that be too suspicious? I'm probably pretty faster. I'm faster than them. I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna take off, I think. Really, yeah, I'm gonna take off. As fast as I can, dead sprint all the way to the Bullen's.
As you get to Bullen's shop, you'll notice that the sign on the front door is turned to close. Running personal errand back in a few hours.
Cunt. Is anybody following me?
There are a few guards. It seems like the number keeps getting smaller. Not quite sure why.
How small? How many are there?
Now there's probably about 4. Beforehand, there was around 10, maybe.
4 is still too much for me to take on my own. I guess I'm going to go to the Whispering Ghost.
Okay.
And kind of go in there very quickly. Again, running.
As you get down, are you going first floor or bottom floor?
Bottom.
Yeah. So you run, as you take this corner down the stairs, you run smack dab into Horace.
Hey, bud, I think I'm being chased.
What'd you fucking do now?
I might have accidentally, totally, only because I had to in self-defense, killed a guard the other day.
Dagger warned us, get your ass inside.
Thank you.
You get inside. Yeah, no, it's early. I mean, there's nobody in here except for Edgar at the bar.
Okay, I'm gonna kind of go up to the bar then and just kind of sit down.
You've seen it, haven't you?
Seen
your poster, and he's gonna slide one across the bar top to you.
They never get the cheeks right. I don't have high cheekbones. I don't know. I think it's just like a racist elf. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll it up and take it back home. I have a collection.
No, read this one.
Okay, I pull it out and I read it. What's it say?
Towards the bottom, it says wanted. It has no name, but it says crimes. Murder, death of two guards from explosion.
Was there two? I thought there was only one.
There was one direct shot. There was one close by behind him. Apparently, you killed both.
Oh, no.
Wanted for questioning for multiple homicides.
Oh, they're going to pin those murders on me. They're going to pin those murders on me, those bastards.
Also wanted for child trafficking.
Hey, now. Is that because of Bo? Are you kidding me?
Child endangerment?
What? I don't like
you. You know what it probably is? You killed somebody with an exploding arrow. It's also how you killed a bunch of people when we did our heist.
Yeah, it's
that's probably what the other homicides are.
Wait, is it those homicides?
It doesn't. It just says other homicides.
Because there was a bunch of dead bodies found.
And I think he used an exploding arrow when we killed a bunch of
everything in the narrows.
Yeah, in the narrows.
We killed like 8 people.
What have you been up to?
All right, I'll take blame for the guards. Guard, I might have killed the other one. I killed both the guards. That's on me. I don't know about these other homicides. I mean, it could have been the people I killed in the narrows, probably, but I know there was a bunch of dead bodies found. That wasn't me.
This poster is only up in the Arcane District. Right? They don't give a shit about the narrows.
Okay, so they're trying to pin some murders on me. I didn't do those other ones.
You've heard about the surgeon around town lately?
Yeah, I'm not that good. I have shaky hands.
Yeah, you can't aim with shit. Well, apparently you can now. You gotta use a fucking exploding arrow to cover your damn tracks.
Wow, fuck you. Alright. Well, he's not a child, by the way. He's a Darrow. He's just a small person. I don't know anything about child trafficking.
This was the one you brought in, 2 days back?
Yeah.
We have some information for him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what is it?
Our contact was not able to procure the item he wanted, but he procured another item similar. He's still working on getting the main item in question.
Okay. Well, if you, I can take it back to him.
He's going to kind of give you a look, kind of tilt his head down. If he was wearing glasses, he'd be looking over them.
Alan, you know how it works.
He can't go out on his own, and we have a job to do. I'll see him later today. Just give it here, and I'll make sure he gets it.
I need my payment first.
Okay, I'll sign him 10 gold. You'll get your payment, but that's just for down costs, because I don't know when the next time he's going to be here is, so.
That works.
And he's kind of going to write you a receipt, kind of slide it across the bar top with what looks like the very slim volume. It's a darkened leather on it, and it's got a couple of tie wraps around it.
This was all he was able to grab.
Alright, I'm not even going to look at that. I'm going to put it in my bag and just, you know, make sure that it's secure to where it's not going to, like, fall out or anything. And then after, I don't know, like an hour or two, I'm going to go back out and head back to Boolin's.
Oh. Oh, never win my money back now. What seems to be the trouble, friend? I lost my lucky dice gambling, and now I don't have anything to play with. Ah, a predicament. Though fear not, I know exactly where you can get some quality dice for cheap. You do? Yes, Easy Roller Dice has a shop set up down in Ironclad. With deals like 100 six-sided dice for $22.95, you'll never run out of dice again. Wow, that's incredible. You're really smart, mister. You may look like a handsome monkey, but you smell like a man. Well, thank you. Just for that, make sure to use the code DDP15 to save an additional 15% on your order. Run along now, my unfortunate friend.
Huh? Goshen, come on. It's time to get up. We've got things to do today.
I just had the strangest dream.
To the people of Agmanesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Fae or any other dark influences that stalk the night. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOERDICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
Hey all, Trent here. I just wanted to take a minute out of this episode to talk about the Patreon revamp and what that means for us going into the future. We recently decided to bring the most value to our tiers we could and restructure them so we could pack as many rewards in there as possible. So I just want to do a quick rundown of each new and improved tiers and what they are and what that means for you guys. First of all, we have the $1 per month. This is the Innkeeper level. This tier will give you access to a sub-only Team Super Awesome chat on Discord and all the cool projects that come with that. We recently started having our Patreons build out character ideas on our private channels for bonus content, and it's been really fun seeing what they come up with. Just a note though, our Discord community will always be open to everyone, but this tier unlocks private channels for subs only. This also gives you access to the stream videos of the monthly roundtables found on Patreon after the stream is over. Next, we move into the $5 per month, the Greycloak level. This level unlocks some really cool stuff. Not only do you get everything from the $1 tier, you get an early access Monday release of the episodes, but it's also ad-free and on a Patreon exclusive RSS feed that is just for this tier and up, which includes all of our old bonus content as well as all of the new content and behind the scenes stuff we are creating going forward. With the uptick in patrons, we are working on some really cool projects and you aren't going to want to miss it. We got some really cool stuff coming up. And on top of all of that, we have bi-monthly flash sales on our new merch store advertised only to this tier and higher. So you guys will get kind of an exclusive little deal on that sweet, sweet DOD swag that others just don't know about. So that moves into the $10 tier, the final tier, the Guild Mage tier. This is the big one. This is kind of cool. We thought about this a lot, and we really hope this works out like we want it to. But you will not only get everything in the previous tiers that has been mentioned, but also a video recording of the actual session. Every time we record our show, we're going to record ourselves, and we will release those videos in chunks that roughly correspond with that week's episode. Everything from the game day will be left in, and you will get to see the full DOD experience. This is kind of a new thing that we're going to try out, and we hope that it kind of brings the most value that it can, as well as you guys get to see kind of the unfiltered way that we play. And so, it's a little scary for us, just because the edited version is edited for a reason. But in any case, this also comes with our adventure vault of handwritten canon adventure guides from the past and all the ones that be releasing going forward, as well as being able to be in the game. DM John will work with you and put you as a notable NPC in our game, so I don't think there's much more of a way to get immersed into our world. And we really really want you to. We invite you to. So come on over to Patreon if any of this has tickled your fancy to become a member. We'll link everything in the description below on our Discord, Twitters, and website. But always, this is entirely optional. This is only if you want to. The show will absolutely always be free. We just wanted to make sure that there was some way that we could reward those who wanted to support the show. So, in any case, guys, we really appreciate you, Patreon or not. We love the growth that we've been seeing. We love everything about our community, and we really, really hope you guys are enjoying the episodes. Have a good one.
As we hold for that one, we're going to flash over to Ordok real quick, as there is a nice, soft tapping on your door.
Yeah, come in.
Boolin is going to enter.
Yeah, what can I do for you, sir?
So, I made some headway with these etchings.
Okay, what have you figured out for me?
What you got?
This used to be a giant's blacksmithing hammer.
Huh.
He's kind of going to pull out, he's got a little sack beside him. He's going to pull out a couple of tomes, put one to the side, and kind of flip a few pages, hold up a picture, and you can kind of see it, the same style of what the hammer's head. This looks like a smaller version. And he's like,
this is kind of where it starts. After the giants had it, this was well before the shattering. Apparently, the giant who used this killed a fucking dragon with it.
Whoa. I fill with pride a little. Like, oh.
And put the heart of the dragon in the hammer.
Interesting. That's, I don't know what to think about that, actually.
After that, apparently it was lost for a few, I don't know, this book says a couple of decades. This other one says for about 4.5 centuries. So, give or take a few. Somehow the dwarves got a hold of it. And started doing some dwarven enchantment crap to it. I don't know what they did. I can't sense the magic in it. I can barely taste it. But different reports say that that damn thing is alive.
Alive? What?
Grabbing it. Have you sensed anything coming from it lately?
Maybe. I can't be sure, really.
Bathe it in fire. See what happens. Let me know what happens. I am damn curious about that.
That is interesting. I definitely shouldn't start a fire right now, right?
He's kind of going to look around.
No.
Just checking.
But also, don't use your leg. So I'm torn. This is a morality crossroads. I don't often have those.
All right, I'll see to it as quickly as I can. I'll let you know. Can you leave the books with me?
Now they're checked out in my name. Yeah, I'll leave them with you until you go and get onto the sewers. I'll come back. I'll pick them up after that.
I can leave them in the room as well.
Have you seen Helen lately?
I have not. It's been a peaceful day.
fuck you. Got some items for him, but should work. All right. If you need anything, send word. I'll be at my shop.
All right. Sounds good. And I'm just going to flip through the books as I rest more.
We'll come back to you after you read for a little while. So, this time when I almost said Talmor. This time when Helen comes back, When Helen comes back to Boolin's shop, which actually it has a have we discussed the name of the shop?
No.
Mundane Magics. So it is actually open this time.
Thank fuck.
Helen.
Boolin.
I was at Lush looking for you. Where have you been?
Hiding at the Whispering Ghost because I'm being framed for murder.
I saw the signs. Fully framed or framed?
Partially framed. I did do the guards, but the rest of them the rest of the charges in general, all bullshit. I'll get Dagger to take care of it.
He's kind of going to lean across the table. There's a kind of a few people just like walking around the shop, checking out a few items.
I don't know, but this might be above Dagger's pay grade shortly.
Well, I recently made friends with what's her nuts up the Arcanum, the little one.
Yeah, that's the Arcanum. That's not the district.
Oh. Yeah, I'll deal with it later. I have work to do. You have what I need.
I do and I don't.
What do you mean?
In order to craft you some arrowheads, they couldn't hold a strong charge. I was only able to put some low-level spells in them. I couldn't sadly do the fireball you requested. But I was able to at least get you a few others.
I don't like that, Boolin, but I guess I don't have a choice. I mean, what do you got for me?
So I managed to make a dozen spell arrows for you.
Oh, okay.
So I managed to get you 2 firebolts. I went ahead and okay. You're not gonna like it, but you have it. It could be damn useful if you need it. One of the arrows is a message arrow.
What?
You tell it your message, you fire it, it finds your recipient.
Oh. Okay. How does it have to puncture them?
It's gonna stop right in front of them, relay your voice, and drop down dead.
Alright.
Sounds like a hell of a way to threaten somebody.
Alright.
The message is gonna be the next one goes through your head or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
The other one is we have 2 sword burst arrows.
Are these just for the, as the spells? So when I'm using them, they're just as the spell would work, but in arrow form?
Yes. Okay. So 2 firebolts, 1 message, 2 sword bursts.
I have you 2 chaos bolts. Should be a little interesting. A little craziness on the side. I managed to also get a friend of mine to put 2 chromatic orbs. I've got 1. Now, this is slightly counterproductive, but it should work. This one is a cure wounds.
All right.
Yes, that worked.
If the end's made out of the crystals, you could shoot it and it's shooting a blue crystal into someone,
No, this is similar to the blue crystals, but this is a different variant.
It's a really brutal way of healing someone. It'll hurt for a second and then it will heal itself because it'll heal the damage it causes.
And these 2, magic missile. So not quite what you wanted, but I believe that's why the bastard had it as a spearhead, as he could put stronger magic in it.
Alright, I'll remember that for next time.
Putting it as an arrowhead, greatly diminished the storage capacity.
Alrighty. Well, it's good doing business with you. I'll see what I can do with these. And I'll come talk to you if I find anything fun in the sewers.
Sounds like a plan. Oh! Any word on that drop of Drake's blood?
Oh, no, I haven't talked to the people I need to talk to yet. But I will. Don't worry.
All right.
Bye. and I'll head out back to Lush.
Roll me a... Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say back to Lush and maybe just kind of hang out there.
Cool. So, Bo, how are you going to start your morning?
I'm going to get up and go downstairs in my wobbly shoes. And actually, before I go downstairs, I'm going to toss up some herbs from my pocket on the floor and see what they look like.
You have a skull.
Okay, last time I did that, everyone died. So that's, you know, put me in a chipper mood. I'm going to put my finger in the cage of Robert, and say, hello, Robert. Would you like some food?
Sober?
And then I'm going to remember that Robert doesn't eat because he's undead. And I'm going to... If I take him out the cage, do you think I can put him on my shoulder?
Only one way to find out.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
Roll me animal handling.
Oh, no. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I don't have that.
You're high whiz, aren't you? Maybe?
Yeah, I am.
Good.
Oh, 21. 18 plus 3.
So, yeah, he's going to hop on one foot, flap a little bit, and land on your shoulder.
Awesome. So then I'm going to go downstairs and see if I can get some breakfast. I've not got much to do today. I've just got to pick up. Actually, is Ordok in his room?
He can't leave.
Okay, I'm going to go knock on Ordok's door and go see Ordok before I get breakfast.
How are you doing this morning, Bo?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you, Ordok. Do you like my pet Robert?
Where did you get that?
I bought it from a lady who had a blindfold on. She couldn't see, but she could see.
Huh. That's makes sense, weirdly. Yeah, I like it. I like the pet.
Thanks.
It's looks a little peckish. Maybe you should try to feed it.
I'm not sure what it eats yet. I haven't tested its belly. How are you today? How's your leg? Is it feeling better?
Yeah, it's coming along, and I'm going to lift it up and like flex it around a little.
That's nice. How much longer are you going to be in that chair for?
The doc said one more day.
Oh, that's not bad, is it?
Yeah.
I've got a question.
Yep.
Can I have some money?
How much are we talking about?
One gold. I'm not really sure. Is that a lot of money?
It's a fair bit, I suppose.
I went and spoke to a blacksmith, and he's going to help make me something, but I don't have any money.
Oh, you're getting something from a blacksmith for one gold? That's actually a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's not bad. It'll help us in our fights, maybe.
Yeah, that's sounds good.
And
I'll dig around it.
Whilst I'm there, I'm sort of wobbling around. Like I say, see my shoes. He's going to make them stronger.
Are those new? They.
I tried to make them myself, but they didn't work very well. So the blacksmith's going to help me.
Gotcha. And that's going to help you fight. It seems a little unsteady.
Yeah, so when the blacksmith makes me the proper ones, I'll be okay. Because at the moment, I'm a bit wibbly-wobbly.
Yeah. How are you finding your way around the city? Is that making sense?
Well, mostly I just ask people and they just point. Mostly people are quite friendly, I found. Hmm. There's a couple of people that weren't very friendly. I think they were guards, but that a lady spoke to them and they went away.
What?
I don't really know. I was in the market and I was buying Robert, and then some guards came and said, "Come with us, Sonny." And they took me to Lush and they said that I was making magic, which I don't do. I can't do magic. And then the lady came and she was wearing like a kind of dress that wasn't really much of it. And she said, "Go away," basically. And then they did.
Gotcha. Well, I'm glad it all worked out.
Yeah, I think it was fine. I think everyone's happy.
I would suggest, while we're in the city, maybe you do keep the tricks down a little. People are kind of touchy about that.
Yeah, I should probably do that. They're a bit like West Spring when I used to live down there, and they used to always grumble about magic and tricks.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same thing. They're a bit touchy about that here too. Basically, anywhere we go, they're going to be a bit touchy about that.
Funny, aren't they?
Yeah,
they just
strange people.
Yeah. Do you want anything from downstairs? I'm going to go get some breakfast. Would you like me to get you something?
Oh, that would be lovely if you could bring me some. I'm not supposed to walk.
Yeah, that's why I thought I'd ask. And also, I want some money.
Oh, right. Right. Sorry, I got distracted by the guard story. Well, I'll fish around and get a gold piece and hand it to him.
Thank you, old duck. You're very kind. What would you like from downstairs? What food?
Whatever you're having. Maybe whatever the cook suggests.
Okay, I'll go and see what they've got. I'll be back in a minute.
All right, thank you.
I'm going to go downstairs and get some breakfast for me and Orlok.
So downstairs, Fitz is behind the bar, and you can see there are a few people who have come down. Some of them are in nice, big, white, fluffy bathrobes. Mostly it's a lot of older, larger men thinking they're, you know, hot shit. Having to, you know, pay for sex.
Shots fired? Question mark.
Fitz is going to look at you.
Oh, madam has dropped this off for you.
Oh, thank you. What's this then?
States your employment for the Viceroy.
Oh, that fella.
That you are... that you are a... registered mage under his employ.
Oh, okay. What does that mean? I can do my tricks and people aren't going to tell me off?
I'd still keep it kind of light, but, sure. I don't give a shit.
Thanks. That's nice of the Viceroy, isn't it? Madam, rather.
Would you, you need some food?
Yeah, is the madam the lady in the dress yesterday?
That was madam, yes.
She's quite a scary lady, isn't she?
You have no idea.
Still, she helped me, so that was nice of her. Maybe she's my friend. Have you got some food for Robert?
No.
Oh, what about Orduk?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like...
We're going to have a serving lady take this up to him momentarily, but if you're offering...
Yeah, I'll take it. It's no problem. Bear in mind I've got wobbly shoes on, but we'll be all right. Hopefully it's not soup.
No soup. God knows you put dumplings in it. he's going to slide you this little tray, and he's going to kind of move a plate around. Like, yours is on there as well.
Oh, thank you. What is it?
Edited oatmeal, hard-boiled eggs, and a side of bacon.
Oh, that's lovely. Maybe Robert will eat the bacon.
Worth a shot.
It's worth it, isn't it? Hello, men at the bar. How are you?
Well, yourself?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. Did you have a nice night? Did you sleep well?
No.
Me neither. My bed's in right state. You should see it. Springs everywhere. Ripped to shreds. And then I'm going to turn off and walk away.
Fitz is kind of going to look at... Wait, what the fuck? Go ahead and just run me a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Oh, God, yeah. I forgot. I'm trying to navigate with breakfast. That's 11.
You only managed to drop a piece of bacon.
Oh, that's nice. Did Robert pick it up?
No. He kind of hung upside down for a little bit and then right on himself.
I'm going to just sort of like shake my head at him and go, Robert, you're useless.
But you managed to get the food back to Ordok.
Okay. Here's your breakfast, Ordok. It's some oatmeal, I think, and some other bits and pieces. There was a bacon on there, but it's gone now.
That's all right. Thanks for bringing that back up.
You can have my bacon if you like.
Are you not going to eat it?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't know if I'm going to eat any of this stuff, really.
Okay, I'll have whatever you don't want.
I'm not really sure what I eat, to be honest. It's just this city food's a bit fancy.
I look at the like oatmeal and hard-boiled egg. I guess it could be considered that to some.
What's your plans for the day? You just got to stay here. Haven't you got a wheelchair anymore?
I don't know where that is.
It is in the room.
Oh. Bulin came by and dropped off some books for me, so I was going to flip through these.
I've got to go and get my shoes later. Would you like to come with me to the market just to get some fresh air? And also I've got to go and pick up a book from a place that's underground with Helen.
I can tag along. I'll have to take the chair, and I point at that. So I don't know if I can go underground with you.
Oh, we'll be all right. We'll get Helen to sort it out. He knows everybody.
Yeah, let me know when you want to head off to the blacksmith, and I can help you with that.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use in your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.